Rocky, with his arms raised triumphant at the top of the steps to the Philadelphia Art Museum. Hilary Swank's Maggie hammered by a sucker punch and falling as Clint Eastwood's Frankie frantically tries to pull the stool out of her way. Marlon Brando's Terry Molloy tearfully contending that he could have been a contender. Boxing has inspired a lot of filmmakers, and according to Ledger Grinden, the author of Knockout, The Boxer, and Boxing in American Cinema, those films have much to teach us. Ledger Grinden joins me now from Middlebury, Vermont. Welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for inviting me to come.
Some boxing films are gritty. Fat City, for example, comes to mind, a film in which nobody triumphs and everybody seems to be either brain damaged, drunk, or deluded. Others are basically cartoonish. In the Rocky films, the punches, which occur in slow motion and sound like cannon shots, are so explosive that nobody could really survive them. Given the range, how did you go about generalizing about boxing films?
Well, Bill, first, I depended upon my pleasure in watching movies, and I watched a lot of boxing films. And definitely there are some wonderful ones, also some that are not so good. But the key thing I focused on was the key dramatic conflicts that I thought were arising out of each film. As I saw 20, 30, finally 70 boxing films to write this book, I think I was able to make some general conclusions that I hope the reader will find persuasive.
Let's listen to a few moments from Rocky. We'll pick it up at a point where Rocky is courting Adrian, the woman who will become his wife, or I guess it's a form of courting.
I gotta go now, but don't you leave town, huh? Wish me luck. I'm gonna need it.
Good luck.
Adrian, you don't think this robe is too baggy, huh?
Good luck.
Don't leave town.
You write that, quote, the boxing film is founded on a series of dramatic conflicts that represent widespread social problems. But can something that ambitious and profound really be said of the Rocky films that Sylvester Stallone made?
Well, sure. I think Rocky is looking for self-respect. And I think that when people watch Rocky, one reason it tugs at their heartstrings is because they feel like an underdog oftentimes in our own life and in some sense want to go the distance, even if we don't become a champion.
The simple dramatic distinction between knocking a guy out and being the guy who gets knocked out, notwithstanding, you have written that boxing movies represent, and I'm quoting now, a quest for spiritual alternatives to the physical. What led you to that conclusion?
Well, when I first started writing about boxing films, I thought they'd be a celebration of the boxer's physical power and strength. And indeed, some of them are, like Hard Times, for instance, from 1975. But most of them bring the boxer to the peak of his power and prowess or to a championship status, sometimes half or two-thirds of the way through the film. And then the balance of the film is about the boxer's decline. And like any athlete, when he sees his physical powers fading, on the one hand, there's a sense of desperation and frustration. And on the other hand, he has to turn to other things, romance, family, maybe even some thoughtfulness, in order to give some sort of meaning or justification to his life. And so this conflict between physical power and more intangible, one might even say spiritual values, usually is an important factor in boxing films, especially the conclusion of those films.
In most boxing movies, women are at best a distraction and at worst the ruin of the champ. Everyone knows the scene from Rocky in which the trainer, played by Burgess Meredith, tells his fighter that women weaken the legs. But one exception to that rule is evident in Million Dollar Baby, which features Frankie, played by Clint Eastwood, training Maggie Fitzgerald, played by Hilary Swank.
If I take you on, you don't say anything. You don't question me. You don't ask why. You don't say anything except maybe, yes, Frankie. And I'm going to try to forget the fact that you're a girl.
That's all I ask.
In what ways did that movie, featuring a female boxer, conform to the patterns that you found in more traditional boxing films?
Well, you know, Maggie, of course, gets knocked out in a foul play, and then Frankie and Maggie are in the hospital together. Frankie has to turn to something that's aside from the body and has to find something in his special relationship to Maggie that attempts to make up for the failures he had with his own wife and daughter. And so it requires a type of spiritual redemption, and it's often embodied in his love of Yeats, the poet. And so the end of the film also follows this pattern of trying to find substances in life that's apart from physical domination. And, of course, that special relationship between Frankie and Maggie is the basis for that special love and affection that they discover in each other.
Boxing captures the attention of the public when the heavyweight champion is a larger-than-life figure, Joe Louis, for example, or Muhammad Ali, of course. Let's listen to a little bit of Ali from the documentary When We Were Kings, which chronicles the 1974 fight in Zaire between Ali and George Foreman.
I'm going to retire the heavyweight champion of the world. September the 25th, the world will be stunned. That's right. If you think the world was surprised when Nixon resigned, wait till I kick Foreman's behind.
Now, today, most people couldn't name the heavyweight champion. Does the state of the sport have anything to do with the production of good movies set in boxing?
I think definitely so. Of course, in the 1930s, there were over 100 boxing films made, and part of that was a result of the popularity of the sport. And certainly, at the end of the decade, the popularity of Joe Louis is a great champion. And Ali himself, although it took a while to catch on, boxing films weren't central to the 1960s. But, of course, in Rocky, Apollo Creed is a surrogate for Muhammad Ali. And in many ways, the success of the Rocky films are done in conjunction with Ali's impact as a boxer, even though it follows a little bit after his peak as a fighter. And certainly, if another champion appeared on the boxing scene that could really capture the public imagination outside of the ring itself, as Ali and Joe Louis did, I'm sure we'd have more films that would be modeled on those characters, if not specifically about them.
Who among the documentarians has been especially successful at bringing the sport to the screen as far as you're concerned?
Well, I do like When We Were Kings very much, and I'm glad you chose an excerpt from that. But I'd also point to a film made by Barbara Koppel in 1993 called The Fallen Champ about Mike Tyson. And among the interesting things about it is Koppel, a distinguished documentary filmmaker, offers a woman's perspective on Tyson's rise and then his fall, which in and of itself is interesting. But the film is also divided between the early parts of the film, where Tyson learns his craft as a fighter and rises in the ring, and he gains the audience's sympathy as somebody who's pulling himself up by his bootstraps. And then the later parts of the film, which have to do with his fall, the rape trial, and finally his incarceration, which, you know, turns us in many ways against Tyson. But I know in my experience talking about that film to students and elsewhere, it's very interesting because people come away with it with rather different views of Tyson. And on the one hand, I think Barbara Koppel's female sensibility offers an interesting perspective on this male dynamo. And Tyson is treated in a much more complicated way than he usually is. I'd recommend that film, The Fallen Champ, to anybody, especially those interested in boxing.
In the epilogue of Knockout, you conclude that, quote, boxing is the sport that is proven to be best suited for films. And as you've said, that's partly because the conflict between two fighters is so elemental. But tell me about some of the other things that are attractive to filmmakers.
Oh, definitely. I think the close-up action, the idea that you can plant your camera around the ring, a relatively small space, and even move it inside the ring, can make the boxing action itself very dynamic. Whereas by contrast with a sport like football, which is a good sport for television, but you can't gain that type of intimacy, I think, among the competitors in football that you can in boxing. Maybe you'd have to do it in an interview after the game. Whereas a film like Raging Bull, you feel like you're in the ring with Jake LaMotta.
Ledger Grinden is professor of film and media culture at Middlebury College, and he's the author of Knockout, The Boxer and Boxing in American Cinema. The book is published by University Press of Mississippi, and the author joined me from Middlebury, Vermont. Professor Grinden, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Bill. It was fun.
It's the eye of a tiger, dream of a fight, rising up to challenge a rival. The last known survivor stalks prey in the night.
It's 22 and a half minutes before the hour.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Harvard University, whose Harvard Extension School has online and on-campus courses for students around the world. extension.harvard.edu. And Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals serving global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com. This is NPR.
Following a game in July, fans of the Turkish soccer team Fenerbahce stormed the field and attacked security guards and reporters. The Turkish Soccer Federation initially responded by banning all fans from the team's matches. The federation later decided to allow women and children to attend matches, though no men were to be admitted. On Tuesday night, 41,000 women and children cheered, sang the team's anthems, and behaved themselves beautifully as Fenerbahce played to a 1-1 draw with Manaspor. Several of the players were especially pleased at the lack of jeering. "The memory will stay with me forever," Fenerbahce captain Alex de Sousa said. "It's not always you see so many women and children in one game." Fenerbahce.